your sweetheart in the arms of your friend. Oh, brother, that's when your heartaches begin. When your dreams of a lifetime must come to an end. Well, oh, that's when your heartaches begin. For love is a thing that you never can share. And when you bring a friend into your love affair, that's the end of your sweetheart. That's the end of your friend. A world of love when your heart begins. When you find your sweetheart in the arms of your friend, a world of that, oh, that's when your heart aches begin. When your dreams of a lifetime, oh, they must come to an end. Oh, that's when your heart aches begin. Cause love is a thing that you never can share. And when you bring your friends into your love affair, oh, that's the end of your sweetheart. Oh, that's the end of your friends. Oh, well, oh, that's when your heartache begins.
So there we are with our first block of music from James Chance and his various groups. As we said, a confrontational musician who is not afraid to break boundaries and not afraid to make some noise. We ended off with a track from the original iteration of the band that he was best known for, The Contortions. And as you heard there, when we said no wave was kind of a outtake of punk rock or new wave with all polish and all sort of studio trickery removed and just pure aggression, we weren't joking. Like, that's exactly the type of primal, like, playing that that genre was known for. And this was taken from a very special limited edition LP that eventually got wider distribution, but it was called No New York, and it was Brian Eno, the great Brian Eno, who of course is best known for doing these more astire sort of production values on albums for Bowie and for U2 and other big groups. He was in New York City. He was tracking some songs for television, and he came across the no wave scene, and he was very entranced by it. He was entranced by all of the breaking of the boundaries, the lack of limitations the musicians put upon themselves, and he set out to capture this. So he captured basically what he thought were the four main bands that really encapsulated the scene, and he just basically hit record and let the bands rip. So on this compilation, in addition to The Contortions, we also hear Teenage Jesus and the Jerks, Mars and DNA. But yeah, this song would have been the first time anyone picking up this album, anyone picking up something outside of a venue would have heard The Contortions. The song was Dish It Out. That was from 1978.
And that album itself is really a document of no wave and that time period. And it exposed a lot of people to this stuff that was going on that would have not otherwise heard it.
And to musical possibilities, showing that, you know, you don't have to necessarily make melodic music. You don't have to have that degree of polish. You can make this sort of abrasive sound, and there's still an art to it. Speaking of which, they would refine their sound a little bit later in upcoming years. But before some albums, they would release an EP. And this was interesting, because this is not James Chance and The Contortions. This is James Chance and Pill Factory. And this EP was actually a soundtrack for Grutsky Elvis. I don't really know what that is. I think from what I've been able to see, it's a soundtrack to a short art film. But this one actually features guitar from Arto Lindsay, who was best known as a contributor to another new wave band, DNA. We heard their rendition of the Elvis song, That's When Your Heartaches Begin, and that's taken from the EP of the same name.
And before that, we heard music from James White and the Blacks from what many consider to be one of his best albums, Off-White. And we heard a song from that one called White Devil.
And this one is interesting because it's primarily instrumentals compared to his previous release, Bye, and subsequent ones. He would get more into instrumentals there on, but there was quite a few of them on here. And the name change, the image change, it was basically kind of a ploy for James Chance to appear to be more commercial. Like, the album sleeve itself is very austere. It looks very professional compared to the music on the disc. Also a huge lineup change for the group compared to what they had with The Contortions, Pill Factory, and with the group that we started off with.
Yeah, well, that's James Chance and The Contortions. And we heard the song Designed to Kill, which was one of those early ones that was very definitive of not only their sound, but lyrically what he would do with the songs. And this one came from...
Oh, Bye. 1979.
Yeah, Bye. Sorry. Bye, yeah. Which is also considered one of the best from James Chance and The Contortions.
Mm-hmm. And those would really be kind of the primary recordings that he was known for. But he would have a storied career thereafter. And we're going to get into some of those releases a little bit later on in the show, including a very early release from a band that he was part of for a very short time. Before we get to more James Chance, though, maybe we need a little bit of a palate cleanser, getting into some other music, including some new material from Rambling Ambassadors.
Yeah, they haven't put out anything in a very, very long time. To be honest, I don't know how long it's been, but I think it was early to mid-2000s, and they have this EP out that's out on Ghost Highway Recordings, which is, I believe, a Spanish label, and we're going to hear one of the new songs, and that's how we're going to start off the set. And then we also have some stuff in here from Jenny Omnicord, a musician I discovered online recently through Julie Doran, one of her social media channels. Jenny Omnicord is from Guelph. and they only play omnichords. If you don't know what an omnichord is, I guess you'll find out shortly. But it's basically a almost like a guitar-looking like synthesizer. Mm-hmm. But it's an omnichord. It's a little different. I don't know how to explain
it. It has a very unique sound, which you're going to be privy to. Yeah, let's get to that. So this music from Rambling Ambassadors here on Revolution Rock.
Ice worms to nest again. I hope the so much I wanna do. I wanna see you smiling, and I wanna be smiling too. Shall we get some drinks and sit out in the park? We could talk about anything, go home when it gets dark.
Year's party of my vegetarian friend.
I said I was studying English.
I told you I was in a band.
I asked what the band was called.
I said it's called The Burning Hell.
I said I've never heard of you.
I said that's probably just as well. Just to make conversation, I told you about a dream I had with Jean Baudrillard. Was rapping with Public Enemy shouting, don't believe the hype or real, with Flava Flav and Chuck D.
And I said I think we might have a lot in common then, possibly because I'm also a musician and also a student of hip-hoposophy.
You mentioned you used to play the clarinet in high school in the early years of the millennium when you were young.
And you said you're hired, the pay is negligible, and the tour starts next month.
You asked what I was working on. I said, I'm writing an album of love songs.
I laughed and said, love songs are dumb.
And I said, yeah, wait till you hear these ones. Pass the wine off the government. I love you. Three statements overheard at once in the crowded room. But I could not be sure which one had come from you. So I passed you the wine and said, yes, of the government, I love you too. My vegetarian friend was playing the hits of Will Smith, and we got jiggy with it there on the dance floor.
The living room dance floor, that's
where it happened. You stole my heart.
I stole a kiss.
We stole someone else's gin by accident. At some point we got cornered by an amateur poet neither of us knew.
Either he had no one else to talk to or couldn't pick up on simple social cues.
Step by step, we backed away until we backed up all the way into the bathroom together. We told the poet that we always go together, 'cause that's what happens when you've been dating forever. We stayed in there for ages, hoping the amateur poet would go. It was awkward. We came out and found he discovered someone else to bother. And suddenly it was midnight, old Lang Syne time, countdowns and gratuitous public making out. And we started shouting, 'cause everyone else was shouting. And isn't it fun to shout? The government, I love you. Three statements overheard at once in the crowded room. But I could not be sure which one had come from you. So I passed you the wine and said, yes, of the government, I love you too. Yes, of the government, I love you too.